Don't move, just leave your dial out with good ears on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now with good ears monitor.
Say, would you like a Fatmobile? Two ladies in California would. They weigh 190 and 200 pounds, respectively. And they're trying to get somebody to design a car that overweight men and women would be comfortable in. They point out that other industries discovered long ago there was profit in products for fat people. So why can't they have a Fatmobile? Well, if you think about it, that's really a question for General Fat Motors. Chet Huntley's edition of Business News, coming up later, will include comments on the effects that congressional measures to curb air pollution will have on business and industry. Williams Orchestra and Chorus.
Hi ho, hey hey, shoo your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's spearmint gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and night spots. Alan Sherman in just 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron, the only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. when a suit has Decron in it. Name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Decron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Decron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Decron is the word to say. I say Decron, Decron polyester, man. Boy, DuPont.
See fine-tailored Pagano suits with Decron at your favorite store now. And here he is, Alan Sherman.
The classical composer, be it Brahms or be it Bach, when it comes to writing endings, has an awful mental block. And that applies to Haydn and to Handel and to Glinka, to Rimsky and to Korsakov, and others I can't think of. The ending of a symphony is what they call the coda. And I've collected some of them. You ought to get a load of them. They're actual and factual. I'll quote you note for note the endings of some symphonies that great composers wrote. A work of art should have an end that's not too short or long. To give you an example, here's a simple little song. Now let us take our simple song and find out if it blends well with the end of Schubert's seventh. And I hope all's well that ends well. The end of Schubert's seventh should be drastically diminished. He spent so long on this one that his eighth one was unfinished. Put the end of Mozart's overture to Figaro on Old MacDonald Had a Farm. It's just like adding Figaro. This farm, he had some goats. Mozart still got lots more notes. On this farm, he had a pig. Wolfgang, you wrote this too big. On this farm, he had a hen. Uh-oh, here they come again. On this farm, he had a horse. It had a better end, of course. One more time, Mozart, baby!
Monitor on stage with Alan Sherman. Now a word about fine-tailored Pagano suits with Decron at your favorite store now. Like the look of silk, the practicality of Decron? Then see the Pagano suit for men. Pagano's rich, silky fabric is Decron polyester, with a couple of secret twists, blended with fine worsted wool. And the lustrous, nubby, wrinkle-shedding fabric would fool the most sophisticated silkworm. Remember Pagano, men, for the look of silk, the neatness of Decron.
When you shop for suit today, Decron is the word to say. I say Decron, man, by DuPont.
You're on the monitor beacon. Monitor, Morgan, and it's 18 minutes past the hour. Monitor theme played by Buddy Rich and his big band.
Sure, I want a sports car this summer, but I don't want to pay extra for all the trimmings.
Now, there's a better idea from Ford.
A 68 idea at 67 prices. Mustang Sport Sprint with Mustang's regular features plus turn signal indicators and a louvered hood, white walls, 6 or V8 at special savings now. Yeah, your Ford dealer
has a better idea.
New one here by Dino.
Well, the wind blows cold in New York City along about the middle of now. And I'm telling you, I'd be a happy man if I could get away somehow. Cause I'm growing old before my time. Finally, I see the light. But if it costs a dime to get around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold wind.
Well, the buildings here in New York City grow so dark on tall. Sometimes you can walk for a couple of days and never see the sun at all. So if last night I was homebound, I wanna sit and I cry. Got a speck out my thumb, yeah, my thumb got numb, and the car went right on by. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
Well, I guess my time in New York City has been a total waste. Cause I met a little girl from the social world. I really put her in her place when she sold me half of the broken bricks. I hung around just for spite, but I played it smart till I won her heart, and I bought the other half last night. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'll be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
You haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers from your FTD florist yet? What kind of an offspring are you?
Not too good. Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
American business and industry have read the signals out of Congress very well. Legislation on air pollution seems almost certain to come out of this session of the 90th Congress. Business and industry are getting braced for some rather extraordinary capital investment to comply with the federal regulations, which appear to be imminent. More on this in a moment, following this message from Air Express.
If you want to ship an elephant-sized item, something more than 50 pounds, should you consider anything but a truck or a boat? Sure. Raise your sights to Air Express, a division of REA Express. No one can match Air Express for service. For instance, suppose you have to ship to an off-airline point, like Tougaloo, Mississippi, by tomorrow. Only Air Express can assure you of next-day delivery anywhere in the country with door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. And here's something else. Besides being the fastest, Air Express has just reduced its rates on heavier shipments for distances of more than 750 miles. For fastest nationwide service at new lower rates. Remember, there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
One senator is reputed to have said recently that any politician who chooses to take up the air pollution issue and runs with it will never regret it. The signs are rather manifest that it is indeed a popular issue, that the people are demanding air pollution curbs. The fouling of the air is no longer confined to the metropolitan areas of the nation, but due to industrial decentralization and to the increase in the number of automobiles, even the once wine-like country air is not what it was. The biggest single source of air pollution today is the automobile, producing an estimated half of the 135 million tons of pollutants that dirty up the air each year. Other sources include manufacturing and power plants, furnaces fueled by coal or heating oil, and garbage dumps. Congress, from the way it now appears, will give the president special powers and the money to begin cleaning up the American air. The money will probably run to about $35 million. Part of that money will be spent in the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare to enable it to establish uniform standards for all industries throughout the country. That will be about the limit of the federal task. It can set the standards and pay the money for the HEW department to do it, but from there on, it will be up to the states and the local agencies. It appears that state and local agencies are about to get tough on air pollution. They will have to, with about 60% of the entire nation now affected by polluted air, and with the people demanding an end to it. Congress has responded with a law requiring anti-pollution devices on all automobiles beginning with the 1968 models. Other controls are in the works for the 1969 cars. The new bill, which Congress is expected to pass, will also require gasoline companies to register all fuel additives in order to facilitate research in what they do to the air. American industry is therefore waiting for the determination of the national standards on anti-air pollution. Millions of dollars will be saved if there are uniform standards and uniform anti-pollution equipment. Meanwhile, the New York advertisements, for example, read, "Tomorrow morning, when you get up, take a nice deep breath. It will make you feel rotten." Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
It's one thing to make a dress. It's another to distribute a line of women's wear. A lot of things have to click. And one thing that sets them clicking is Air Express. Samples can be shipped all over the country overnight, and when orders are wired back, production is set. Air Express speeds the whole cycle, often at least cost, especially in the 5 to 50 pound range. There's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chet Huntley will be brought to you again next weekend on Monitor by Air Express, a division of REA Express. Woman by Andre Castellanets.
Excedrin headache number 8, the complaint.
I'm terribly sorry. Girdles are not returnable.
Do you want me to wear a girdle that's too tight?
Personally,
well,
no, madam, but I...
if they don't give you a good fit, where are you?
Madam.
You're suffering. You're in pain.
Madam.
I'm very enraged.
May I say a word, please?
Help!
That's the word, help. Will you excuse me while I swallow these two white tablets?
Aspirin?
No, madam. Excedrin.
I've given you a headache.
An Excedrin headache?
Well, I...
if you get Excedrin headaches...
Well,
Why take anything less than Excedrin, the extra strength pain reliever?
Back after a short break with more Monitor. In Roswell, New Mexico, we're heard on KSWS.
Monitor, companion listening for people on the go on the NBC Radio Network.
Hi, I'm your Dodge Rebellion girl, introducing the new singing sensation, the Dodge Boys.
Let us tell you about a place called New Dodge City, known for cars and not Miss Kitty. The cars they sell are awful pretty, and that's what we like about a Dodge. Want more room in your next car? There's a Dodge that has more room by far.
Polara's a name and it's quite a star, and that's what you like about your Dodge.
For a package deal that'll really swing, a white hat special's just the thing.
And that special package price won't sting, and that's what you love about your Dodge.
Final top, either black or white, a big V8 that treats you right.
We could read the list all night, and that's what you love about your Dodge.
Put those low-priced cars to shame. Polaris price is about the same. Saving money is the name of the game, and that's what you like about a Dodge.
Hey, why do the Dodge boys wear those white hats?
Because they're good guys.
Good guys!
Maybe you've heard the story about the old sea captain who kept a closely guarded secret in his desk on the ship. For years, he'd refer to a slip of paper in the drawer, then carefully lock it up. Somebody found the paper after the captain died. On it was written, "Port is left, starboard is right." Kurt Gowdy in a few minutes on what terms to use if you're going boating and want to talk like an old salt. First, Whistling Jack Smith. I was Kaiser Bill's Batman. Kiefer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. How'd you like a few tips on how to sound like you know what you're talking about when you climb aboard a boat? First, this message.
Who's the hardest person in the world on an outboard motor? You and me, the average customer. No amount of racing, no machine ever developed can wear out an outboard faster. So it seems the natural way to test an outboard would be to duplicate these conditions. And that's the reason behind Mercury's 24-hour-a-day test program. At Mercury's four test sites, two in Florida, two in Wisconsin, they do everything wrong. They run outboards wide open for days. They run them on the wrong gas-oil mixes. They drive them into logs across sandbars. The proof of just how effective this test program
is that a Mercury requires less maintenance and fewer repairs than any other outboard. That's a fact anybody ought to consider before buying any outboard. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967. 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
Ahoy there, guys and gals. I want you to know that a line isn't always something that a fella feeds to a girlfriend. When you get aboard a boat, it's something that you tie knots in. I got an education on this subject many years ago. The whole thing started when I climbed on a friend's cruiser and asked him where he wanted me to sit. Aft, he said. Now that one got me. I had expected some directions like up there or back there, but not a simple aft. To make a long story short, the skipper finally pointed out where aft was, and I sneaked back and sat down on the rear seat. But I kept my ears open after that, and before the weekend was over, I learned to talk like a seafaring man should. For instance, free board isn't when you move in with some relatives and stay a few days. It's the distance from the surface of the water to the top of the gunwale. Gunwale is really spelled G-U-N-W-A-L-E, and is the upper side of the boat. Now, let's get oriented. Fore is the opposite of aft, and doesn't have a thing to do with hitting golf balls. Amidships is the middle of the boat. Starboard is the right of the boat, and port is to the left. And to make things more interesting, a boat is always a she. Now, this may shake up some of you girls when you overhear a nautical conversation for the first time, but I urge you not to be offended. For instance, when a skipper says, "My Nellie's got the broadest beam on the lake," he's simply bragging about the generous width of his boat. And by the way, nautical road signs are called buoys, and are those big cans you see floating around in the water. Speed is measured in knots, not miles per hour. And when you want to come to a stop, the correct expression is heave to. You also heave out an anchor, and you approach another boat or dock by coming alongside. If a skipper nonchalantly asks you to take the tiller when you're out of the water this summer, all he wants you to do is take a hand at the wheel. His next command might be, "Port your helm a mite." But don't let that throw you. Simply turn to the left and act like you knew what a helm was all along. Boating does have a language all its own. It's a little complicated for the landlubber, but it's a lot of fun when you get the hang of it. So get a glossary of boating terms and practice up. After all, the first step in becoming an old salt is learning how to talk like one. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. How would you like to win a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup? How about $2,500 cash to boot? This combination is a grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. You could win it or one of 2,500 other great prizes. All you do is visit your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank, no obligation. So look for the dealer who has Zepco fishing tackle and Redhead sporting equipment and enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Listen for Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy again next weekend, right here on the Monitor Beacon.